This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Cheryl Chase is the General Manager of U-Trans, Umpqua Transit. Cheryl, thanks for being on this morning.
Absolutely, no problem.
So, over the weekend, something new for U-Trans, Saturday service. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this has been a long time coming. We're pretty excited about it. And we didn't really get it advertised because we wanted to make sure that we actually had it in place before we put that information out there. But we are running hourly service in Roseburg to start with. Eventually, that will expand out into the Sutherland, Winston, and South County areas as well. This first weekend, we started at 8:15 in the morning for the first run and ended at 6:30 in the evening. Had 36 passengers throughout the day, and everybody's pretty excited that they've got this opportunity. So we might be making some adjustments. So might start earlier and might run a little later based on some of the feedback that we got. People want to be able to use it to get to work.
So how were you able to put this together to add more service?
So the House Bill 2017 that was the transportation tax, that's a tenth of a percent of the payroll, that has generated new funding for our area. And we have an advisory committee that looks over the new projects and make recommendations for how much we should spend where. And this has been something that's been in the works for a couple of years now.
And does it involve adding more people to the staff immediately, or do you just adjust folks' work hours? How'd that happen?
So for right now, we're adjusting work hours and using our backup drivers to ensure we have enough people. But we are actively searching for about 10 more drivers to fill the positions for the new services that we do have planned to roll out in the next few months.
We talked a few months back about the impacts of COVID-19. It's been a wild ride for everybody and certainly for you folks as well.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting. We've had to reduce the capacity of our vehicles to half capacity. So typically where we had either 23 passengers or 36 passengers, now we're limited to 10 passengers on the smaller vehicles and 13 passengers on the larger vehicles. So that's had an impact. The number of people riding has also changed. Just due to the fact that there are a lot of people that aren't going out and living their lives the way that they used to.
For the people that you serve, though, a lot of folks have needed the service probably more than ever in some ways.
Absolutely, because there are no other options for them. Where they used to be able to ride with a friend or a neighbor, now a lot of people are afraid to provide those rides, even for people that they know.
And so, U-Trans, how many staff do you have currently?
We're right at 30 total. So expanding at this time last year, the Umpqua Public Transportation District had just started. All of the operations were still outsourced, and we only had two employees. So that's quite an increase over this last year.
And you've got a board that works with you on that. Talk about their role in things.
So the board is awesome. They are a group of seven elected officials, and they direct policy. So they are the ones that take a look at what we're doing, how we're doing it, and have that oversight.
And as well, during this time of COVID-19, you've been adjusting, for instance, locations where you're at, right?
That's correct. So we did purchase a building for the district, so we do have a base of operations, and we have moved our downtown office from Rose Street to Jackson Street, so it's about three doors down from our main bus stop, so that's been a little more convenient of a location for people.
And what's been the most challenging thing for you in this past few months?
Enforcing the mask mandate. That has been, everybody has an opinion, and a lot of people in our area are very vocal about it. And there are some guidelines that we have to meet because we receive federal funding. So we have to adhere to ADA guidelines. But at the same time, OSHA has some opposing guidelines. So where we have to apply a reasonable accommodation if somebody is not able to use our service for any specific reason, then OSHA says that we have to enforce this mask because it protects the employee. So that's probably been the greatest challenge, aside from not having enough drivers once people started going out back in March last year.
So for drivers, what kind of qualifications are needed to get someone in that position?
So that's a Class B CDL with passenger endorsement.
And I would imagine to get those, are you able to help folks with training, or is that something they already need to have before they apply?
So right now, it's going to work best if they already have those credentials and licenses before they apply, because we're trying to get people out on the road quicker, and we just don't have the staff in place to be able to do the CDL training at this time.
So if people want to get more information on the Saturday schedule, talk about your website where they can find out details.
Sure, that's www.umpquatransit.com, and the tab would be schedules, and it does say new Saturday service at the top.
All right, Cheryl Chase, the general manager of U-Trans, thanks for being on this morning.
Sure, thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.